for a great event we got coming up that's free. Available to kids first through eighth grade. The middle school combine going at the Corner Ballpark on Wednesday, July 16th. Ticket excited to give young athletes in the community a space to showcase their talent, develop new skills, and receive top-tier coaching. Registration is free. The Corner Ballpark where this is being held is the old Tiger Stadium, which is now surrounded by condos. They got field turf down there, and but the home plate, the flagpole, it's all still the same. Go to DetroitPal.org/events or 971theticket.com to register. Again, it's free. You get the kids will do the 40-yard dash, vertical jump, broad jump, push-ups, skill development, position-specific drills for multiple sports, small-sided competition. So there's a lot going on. There'll be guest speakers. Athlete swag include event t-shirt, access to a hydration station. There'll be award ceremonies, etc. So 971theticket.com or DetroitPal.org/events. Something cool and free for the kids to do. So Tigers win again. And, you know, we asked people at the beginning of the show. One guy, I think, right at the end said something that was really fascinating. And it's, what are you finding most fun about this team other than the winning? And there were a lot of very gratifying parts about the way that they play. Probably the most repetitive one is the way they run the bases. There is a lot of love right now for the first to third thing. Mine was watching all these guys develop. If you think of half this team were guys who were struggling here in Detroit, who, whether it's because of the coaching or just the patience and getting the opportunity, whether it's something going on culturally, I don't know what it is, but the bottom line is it's it's watching them all develop here, and they're winning with the same guys they were losing with, and I'm finding that to be very gratifying. Gator, yours is a little different, but it got mentioned a couple times.
Yeah, they're never out of it. Never.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this never say die attitude that they have. I think a lot of it has to, I think it was after the game yesterday, AJ Hinch was talking about this team just, they can hit the reset button after good or bad outings. You know, you don't want to just sit there and rest on your laurels after good outings, so hit the reset button. Hey, you want to throw something in the garbage? Hit the reset button. They have this amazing ability to do that. And because of that, they're never out of it. They'd be down by five runs halfway through the game, and they'll just chip away at it, try to. And to the point where now they're 25 games above 500. This team is not, you know, they've come back a bunch of times. But the other thing that's amazing about them is that I don't know what the record is. Perhaps you have a better idea than I do how to find a stat like this, but how many times have they lost a lead where they led a game after seven innings or led a game after six innings? You know, they don't give up leads.
No, they don't. We did that. Every team leads the league in something.
Yeah.
That we found where literally every team you could find something they led the league in. And the Tigers at the time was the least amount of blown leads after the seventh inning, I think it was. But, yeah, it's not been a lot. It's not been a lot.
It's just, it's impressive all around. And everybody has brought up a good reason why this team is fun to watch. And we've had like a dozen different reasons. And you can keep going on and on about it.
Well, let me see. I mean, I guess one way to look at it is blown saves. So a save is defined by, what, three runs or less in the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning. If you manage to close out a game, you get a save. So we can look at which teams have the fewest amount of blown saves. And, of course, it's not on this page. I'll try another page. But I bet you're right. I bet the Tigers have blown a lot. Kang's answer was great. It's this team has a little league quality. Hey, can you play first base? All right, we'll put you at first base. Right. You play the outfield, right? Okay, we'll put you in the outfield, which just happens in youth baseball all the time. And it's a really, it's true. And it's worked really well, which is crazy. They have got so many guys that have been asked to play out of position, and they do so willingly. So 248-539-9797. All right, I mentioned before the break that AJ made a prediction. I think he didn't make a prediction. I'm going to make a prediction based upon what AJ said. And it's my takeaway, my interpretation. I want to make sure I'm clear on this. AJ didn't say this. I think he's anticipating something that's going to happen that's going to make us upset. I don't think Scoobal's starting the All-Star game.
I don't think he is either. You look at, you know, who's managing this game?
It's Aaron Boone.
Okay. And Max Fried is a Yankee whom Boone manages, and Max Fried is 11-2 on the year with a 2.27 earned run average. He's got more wins than Scoobal, but Scoobal's got the better ERA. Scoobal has the better.
Yeah, he's got the better whip.
I mean, Scoobal's just I think he's a better pitcher, but Max Fried is awfully good, and he's the hometown guy in terms of the manager of this game.
And so, in terms of Atlanta, he played in Atlanta before he came to New York. As he laid that out this morning, I'm like, oh, he's not. He's not anticipating that he's going to start, or he's bracing us for the fact that he's not going to start, which I think people think of here, and maybe I'm wrong on this. I think most people think it's a foregone conclusion because he's the best pitcher in baseball and pretty much defined as that. But Scott, I think it's going to be Max Fried. And I guess if you want anything, ultimately my major concern is that the Tigers live up to their potential in the postseason. That is the number one objective here. Whatever their ceiling is in the postseason, we want them to live up to it. If the Yankees are going to be a postseason rival, do I want Tarek Skubal starting game one in a series against the Yankees when the Yankee manager picked the Yankee pitcher to start the All-Star game? You're damn right I do.
Yeah. Little chip on the shoulder.
In fact, when I started thinking through it this morning, the more I started thinking, yeah, you go ahead and start Max Fried. Please start Max Fried.
You're precious, Max Fried.
Well, you've got.
Oh, Hunter Scoobal. Brown for Houston's really good, and you've got Jacob DeGrom is awfully good this year. Just looking at the American League guys, and obviously Scoobal's been fantastic. I mean, there's a lot of really good pitchers in the American League. Scoobal's the best.
I want Max Fried to start the All-Star game now. Scoobal, he's not, you know, there's a feature on him on ESPN.com. He's not a massive chip on his shoulder kind of guy, but AJ said this morning, yeah, it's important to him. But this scenario is playing itself out, which I am now bracing for and kind of expecting and now leaning into. Yeah, go ahead and start Max Fried.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll see you in game one of the ALCS.
I thought for weeks it's going to be Max Fried just because Yankee. But you adding in the little extra oomph to it for the chip on the shoulder bit for down the road, absolutely. I'm all for it for that. Let's go.
Yep.
Yeah, snub them all. In fact, use Garrett Crochet as the second guy out of the bullpen.
Well, there was
first guy out of the bullpen.
There was one thing that AJ even said. He said if Scoobs doesn't start, I'm not sure he's even going to pitch in the All-Star game, which is also perfectly fine with me. You know, I mean,
that'd be disappointing for fans.
It'd be disappointing for fans.
Guy who throws 100 miles an hour.
But a brooding Tarek Skubal watching a Yankee manager choose a Yankee pitcher to start the All-Star game is a formula I kind of like. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Let's go.
I mean, Scoobal tends to, I think he's one of these guys that can cultivate it and use it to his advantage.
Well, I mentioned that ESPN did a big feature story on him, and they have one line in here, and there's a lot to get to. I don't know if I have time for it today because there's so much going on. There's one line in here about the way Scoobal pitches. He throws every pitch like it's an accusation and a dare. And I'm like, God, that's a creative way to put it. And
you didn't think that was a strike? Well, how about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think it can hit my fastball? Okay, here you go. I dare you.
Yep.
I like it.
248-539-9797. All right, so last night I made it through 4.5 episodes. Well, I was episode and a half in, but I'm now through 4.5 episodes of the Netflix documentary series Quarterback, which features Jared Goff. There is an exchange from the Houston game I want to play for the audience and talk a little bit about it. So we'll play it for you today at 12:20. I mean, if you don't want anything spoiled per se, but we all know what happened in the Houston game. That was the 5-interception game that they came back and won anyway on the Jake Bates field goal.
Whoa. Easy.
Hey.
We kept F1 results, you know, away from you. That was a full, you know.
That was like 9 months. The end of Gran Torino now, too?
I know. Wait, did the Spice Girls break up?
What? Dude.
Anyway, we'll play this exchange for you today at 12:20 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Tequilas and Cervezas are back for the summer at Twin Peaks. Your favorite Twin Peaks girls, they swapped out the black lingerie for red, and they're serving up samples of your favorite tequilas and Mexican beers all summer long. Join your favorite lodge this week for samplings of the hot new Astral Tequila and grab an ice-cold 29-degree Blue Moon, your July beer of the month. And if that's not a reason enough to go to Twin Peaks, have no fear. You got Detroit baseball action coming up tonight at 5:10. Pair the awesome drinks up with the best bar food in the state. You heard that right. Twin Peaks is more than sports beer and fine Twin Peaks girls. They have a scratch kitchen that serves up remarkably crafted dishes that really satisfy any appetite. Favorites like house smoked brisket, wings, or chicken, hand-cut New York strips, hand-cut and breaded order, wings and tenders, and the smash burgers. My personal favorite, the Chipotle chicken entree, which is outstanding. And don't forget, a huge weekend approaching with pay-per-view fights Friday and Saturday, boxing and USC lovers rejoice. You won't want to miss it. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.